You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning. Hi, good morning. I know, I'm sorry, I couldn't do an episode on Friday morning because I was, waking up in the Mount Washington car park. I took the gear to do an episode, but I was away enjoying the West Coast Triple Pank. Oh my gosh, what an incredible event. I know, I'm a skier, but yeah, what an incredible snowboard, if you're Morgan, monoski, snowboard, surf and skate event that happens at Mount Washington and Tofino, but put on by Marie Francois and a couple of other incredible snowboard individuals. But yeah, it's Marie's baby and it was just phenomenal. The seventh one, so many familiar faces and what a community event. That was remarkable. So yeah, was enjoying that. Couldn't do an episode on Friday, which means I've missed a few things. Like, how's the skiing been? I know, a couple of centimeters the other day. Hey, I have seen a couple people's Instagrams. It means we've had 25 centimeters in the past 7 days, but I didn't get to see the snow line yesterday, or rather the ski out after rolling into town after dark. So can you still ski to the base of Creekside is my question. I guess I'm going to find out today. I am going to head up, what with 12 centimeters in the past 48 hours, some cold temperatures as well overnight. Well, it's -4 at Pig Alley, but expect to see a melt freeze cycle, what with it being +2 degrees at around 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon before the temperature started dropping. So yeah, and some flurries on the way this week too. But some a freezing level due to rise as well. We're talking a freezing level of like potentially 1700 meters today. And with it being super sunny, expect some solar radiation to really affect the snowpack on, south and west facing slopes too. So it's going to be a beautiful day today with some sun and snow showers. And it's kind of looking the same for the next couple of days. No major precip, but with a higher freezing level, the highest freezing level on Thursday, it means we'll see a bit of rain at altitude there. Yeah, freezing level is going to be 2200 meters, so warm, but not as warm as Saturday. Woo! But we'll talk about that on Friday's episode. So expect a mix of sun and cloud all week, some snow flurries, and yeah, the freezing level to be at about 1700 meters the next few days, apart from, like I said, Thursday will be super warm, which means too for avalanche conditions. We're into spring reporting now. No daily bulletins from Avalanche Canada, but they do have a guide on their spring conditions. And, with it being broken down into sort of four scenarios, like cold and snowy, or the daily melt freeze cycles, which is what we're seeing today, or maybe all melt, no freeze, due to intense warming, which we could potentially see on Thursday into Friday. And then all freeze, no melt. Yeah, cold weather with little or no freezing, which is what we had last week. So multiple scenarios there, which could will affect our avalanche cycle. And this is the time of year we start to see cornice failures, and we start to see, Whistler Ski Patrol do some avalanche control in the afternoon, due to this, the warming and the power of the sun on our cornices. But this morning for skiing, no major standouts on the grooming report that I'm looking at. Although Upper Peak to Creek was groomed last night, so that's always good to know because they do skip it now and again, but no major standouts. I'm, like I said, super curious to know if you can still ski out to Creekside. That's, but obviously no ski out to Whistler Village with the construction of the bike park underhead. And with it being the last day of April, I'll remind you that Whistmas is just around the corner. That's right. The first day of Whistler Mountain Ski Park, Whistler Mountain Bike Park, sorry, will be on May 17th. But yeah, enjoy the skiing this week, I know, and the biking, because there's quite a few things you can enjoy, including the trail night tonight with Walker that'll be working on Flashback again at 5:30 p.m. sharp. But you need to register in advance. So be there for that. In fact, be there before 5:30 because they do want to start very sharpish on Flashback. And yeah, Bug Spray is very much recommended. They've been working there especially after some rain last week that revealed and exposed some more seepage spots. So yeah, they're working hard to try and get that completed. So sign up in advance for that. And like I said, Bug Spray, very much what you should be bringing. And maybe a handsaw for your other biking adventures, although a large tree down on the no-flow zone on section 102, in the no-flow zone at section 102, probably needs a chainsaw. There's half a dozen or so trees down actually on that trail, starting relatively close to the beginning and then continuing on. So section 102 needs some love, and there's a few trees down on LSD as well in Chequemus, but it's 95% snow free, a bit of minor erosion between the bridges apparently, but Yummy Nummy is free of snow now. There were quite a few trees down between the emergency exit and the bottom of the trail on Gargamel. Yes, some in high consequent locations at the bottom of steep sections too. That report from just a couple days too. But Lower Ridge down in Chequemus has had the trees cleared. Prowler Trail has knee deep. Snow is not rideable. And no, Lord of the Squirrels is not open, as Dan Raymond from Walker has pointed out. Yes, the obvious, but love it. Clearly people are asking or trying to access that. And a reminder from Walker, the trail building community and biking community, that soil erosion happens so quickly in wet conditions and snowy conditions like this. Give it time. Mm-hmm. Speaking of wet, we had 1.5 millimeters of rain yesterday, but let's give you your road and valley weather report, brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Yeah, make sure you give him a call if you're in the market for a new adventure vehicle in the sea to sky. Because, yeah, a few bikes adventuring on the highway these days. But if you're in your vehicle, what to expect? Well, definitely take, emergency food, water, and a blanket in your vehicle, not just for winter, but for all times of year, especially on the Duffy Lake Road, for instance. You know, where there's no cell service, be prepared. But beautiful driving conditions to be expected for the next couple days. And with this sunny bit of weather, expect to see potentially some maintenance. Here's hoping for some pothole love, locally on our roads from the municipal roads. We'll see. But no major events on the sea to sky to affect you. Some bridge maintenance starting next week that I'll let you know about on Highway 99. But some roadside brushing happening in Squamish with a lane closure. The work is at the Tantalus Lookout. So be advised for that. There will be a speed reduction there. That'll be happening this week, today and tomorrow, and hopefully, yeah, unless they don't finish it. Also, some utility work with single lane alternating traffic around Lillooet if you're heading out that way. But otherwise, yeah, nothing major. But in terms of major, well, we'll be getting to double digits today, which is exciting. It was 8.9 degrees yesterday, but 10 degrees forecast for today and tomorrow, but warmest on Thursday. Yeah, with, like I said, that freezing level about 2,200 meters, we're going to see a high of maybe 17 degrees. Wow. And overnight temperatures still, very risky to put outdoor plants, I know I'm eager to do it too, but -1 was our temperature this morning when I got started, but coming into sort of -1 tomorrow night too, with a clear night to be expected. So, and then for the rest of the week, however, like 2 degrees Wednesday evening into dawn, and then Thursday 0 degrees, but warmer next week. We're talking like 5 or 7 degrees. Sunset right now is at 31 minutes past 8 tonight. How rad. And 5:48 was sunrise this morning. Yeah, we're really getting into it. I mean, we're less than 2 months away from the longest day of the year. So yeah, if that doesn't, that stat doesn't make you really want to appreciate all the warm weather when we have it and the sunshine, yeah, it does. And I'll let you know when the first portion of the Ascent Trail is open. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But I believe, yeah, I know that Black Home Gondola will be operating for sightseeing on May 21st. Still no peak to peak until June, like 17th, but May 21st. Once Whistler Mountain closes, yes, Black Home Gondola will be operating for sightseeing. So with it being, oh my gosh, April 30th, wow. Today is the last opportunity for you to enjoy Whistler Museum's Off the Lip exhibition. That's the rise of snowboarding in Whistler. I'm going to make sure I enjoy that today because I've been tardy and not visiting. despite loving Whistler Museum's Instagram account and really trying to advocate for this exhibition. I'm going to see it today, so very excited for that. It is also the end of the Barefoot Bistro's Magic of Maple dining experience and menu that they've been curating for the little while, but some really cool events happening. Oh, there's a chamber collaboratory happening today for solo entrepreneurs to engage in. That's a co-working opportunity that's happening today. But an event happening at the library I really want you to know about today is from wonderful friend and wonderful individual, lady and horticulturalist. She's owner of Growing Places Gardening. Claire Goss is doing a talk about, spring garden, getting your Whistler garden ready for spring at 6 p.m. today at the library for free. But you do, it would be great for you to, it is required actually, registration. She in particular is going to be loving to talk about how and why to use flowers in your garden. So that's at 6 p.m. today. Love that, Claire. That's so rad because you're so rad. Also coming up at the library too, what with it being a Wednesday tomorrow, a plethora of outreach events and their Wednesday conversation circle happening, barbed choir at 7 p.m. as well. And then on Thursday, there is their Stitches and Stacks night. Yeah. Which will be happening, what time? 6 p.m. at the library as well. Yes. No, Lord's happening. Wait, was it at 6 p.m.? 7 p.m. Sorry, I had an inkling that that was wrong. 7 p.m. for Stitches in the Stacks. And live music happening Friday at the Dublin Gate. Not unfortunately today, but a great post garnering a lot of discussion about live music in Whistler from Kevin Mickelson the other day, brought around a lot of discussion from local artists too, like Monty Biggins, Russ D, weighing in on that, you know, and Kevin merely highlighting because he is an avid live music fan and supports a lot of live music acts in town. It was talking about, you know, trying to get bigger name touring acts to bigger venues, and GLC are trying to do that. They had Shred Kelly last month. They're trying to get Moontrix confirmed. They're really trying to make a push for having a big return for live music again. So that's awesome to hear, but a really great discussion with Monty Biggins as well, weighing in on just how, you know, have open mic nights happening at RMU on Wednesdays, or Costerman and he running Sundays, you know, Sunday open mic nights at the Crystal Lodge. But lots happening too, like they played at Tusty's the other day, and I'm trying to keep you on top of these too. I do miss something, so apologies for that. But karaoke night is happening tonight at the Crystal Lounge with not live music, but quiz night happening at, of course, Tapley's on Wednesday with Let's Get Quizzical, that team. But yeah, I'm trying to keep you on top of as much live music as I can as well. What with Cam being injured from Red Chair, you know, that hampering an opportunity from one local band to play. But the summer concert series is going to be announced soon. So I'll be letting you know who will be playing at Whistler Olympic Plaza in July and August as well. But yeah, live music is a beautiful, awesome thing. And supporting local live music, you know, is huge, makes a massive difference. And, you know, it ain't free to support local music either. And we should anticipate that. And, you know, yeah. Also, speaking of music, well, an opportunity for a DJ to potentially form at the Case of the Mondays garden party next Monday. DJ will get apparently 13 vodka shots, but also paid $100 for their hour set and 5 guest tickets. So yeah, the Case of the Mondays garden party coming up on Monday next week, but an opportunity for a local DJ to maybe play. So if you know someone or you are that DJ, you know, that could be a great opportunity. opportunity. Speaking of 13 vodka shots, no, that's a bad segue. There was a theft from a store the other day. The comment of the week saying that that looks like Bam Margera. Oh my gosh, 595 likes on that one. Wow. Oh boy, that really made me laugh. But what really made me stoked was the fact that that Escape Whistler is sponsoring this first round of the return of the Amazing Beaver Race. Oh my gosh, by Luna Whistler, Luna's alternative nighttime activity for, you know, youth and people in our town to do non-alcohol related activities. And they do, this happened in the peak for years when I first moved to town, and there were amazing prizes for the top three teams. So get involved with this. It's happening tonight, yeah, at 7 p.m. So the lower level of the Maury Young Arts Center. It's $5 cash entry. Alcohol-free event, of course, ages 18 to 38. And that amazing race is happening today. So, wow, really cool event on your radar. But unfortunately, really sad news about what looks to be an orphaned bear cub and how best to help it up near Braylawn. I've already seen a bear this year, and they are out of hibernation with, yeah, lots of factors really affecting them. So make sure you are securing attractants at this time of year in particular to help protect our bear local, our bear population. Check out Bear Smart Society and all the resources they have as well if you're new to town and, you know, are looking for more information. Mm-hmm. But not new to town is birthday boy Steve Shaw. Oh, happy birthday, Steve. Hope you have a wonderful day and year ahead. And to Craig Ronnie from 2 days ago, to a happy belated, along with Tim McLeod and a few upcoming birthdays too, like Scotty Cargos. Scotty, didn't see you on the beach in Tofino, but happy birthday to you. Hope you're having a wonderful time, along with also a massive Canucks fan, Jackie Tulip. Jackie, very contentious with that U2 request, you know, with the losing streak attached to that song, Where the Streets Have No Name. But it's working out so far. The Canucks play again tonight. Jackie's going to be stoked. Happy birthday, Jackie, for tomorrow. Matt Sylvester's coming up in a couple days, along with Julian Wilson's and, Chuck's birthday. Charles Goulet's coming up. And a few more for the next episode, too. Yeah. I wanted to remind you about a couple other events that are happening this week, May 8th and 9th, the Mental Health Ambassadors Program, formerly known as the Peer Educators Program, is doing, a tutorial on how to care for mental health for your peers. Really fascinating from the WCSS. Really cool for peer health support, you know, mental health support on May 8th and 9th, along with the concussion drop-in support groups, a meeting again on May 3rd. No cost, no registration required. That's with Mackenzie McLeod between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m. May 3rd via WCSS. And they are hiring right now. You know that? Yeah, they're hiring a manager for fundraising and community engagement. And their summer hours began yesterday. So they'll be open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. Yeah, I know. Lots of cool things. Oh, also really cool seeing somebody drink Gaper Juice out in Tofino from Coast Mountain Brewing, because Gaper Juice is back, baby, and it's back to a higher alcohol percentage. Yeah, 6.3%. These pack more of a punch than the lower percentage for brew from last year. So well done, Kevin, Martin, and team. Stoked that that travels and to get some of those. Oh yeah, I'm going to do a little treasure hunt soon, and stand by on Instagram for a giveaway as well. But you might want to check out some YouTube videos today. I know Out of Service and The Reserves have published their intersection videos online, so you can get a hold of those via YouTube now. Because, yeah, an amazing event, amazing videos from this year, as always. Mm. And here's some amazing throwback facts brought to you by Stinkies on the Stroll. You know, it was on this day in 1789 that George Washington was inaugurated as the first president of the United States. Yeah. Uh-huh. Or that a few years later, 1859, Charles Dickens first published A Tale of Two Cities. Yeah, he published it in weekly installments, actually. Mm-hmm. 1859, he got the ball rolling there. But one of the balls stopped rolling on this day somewhat in 2009 for Chrysler, who filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Or did you know that in 1952, we're talking 72 years ago, Mr. Potato Head was the first toy advertised on television? You know that? Yeah. Or that in, 1989, the World Wide Web, check this, first launched in the public domain by CERN scientist Tim Berners-Lee, 1989, April 30th. Yeah, Or that in 1976, total rock star move here. Keith Moon from The Who, he paid 9 cab drivers to block off both ends of a New York street so he could throw out the contents of his hotel room out of the window. What? Yeah, and a year later, in 1977, Led Zeppelin broke a new world attendance record at a concert when they played to 76,229 people. That was in Pontiac, Michigan. But The Who held the previous record, which was at the same venue with 75,962 people. Yeah, I wonder. Hey, I feel like that's an opportunity for all of us to look up what the world record attendance at a concert is now. Oh, must be. Well, yeah, like 300,000 plus? I don't know. We should look that up. But here's your joke of the day today, brought to you by Coast Mountain Brewing. You know the word Q? Pretty ironic when you think about it. I mean, it's just Q with a bunch of silent letters waiting in line. And I do need to get rolling, yes, I'm aware, on the May Spotify playlist for Pick and Mix playlist for the month. But track of the day today comes from Anna of the North. It was a track that she brought out last year. She's a Norwegian-based singer, and it's a super poppy number, but it's the Roosevelt. He's a German singer and songwriter and producer. It's the Roosevelt remix that I'm really digging right now. So the track is called Swirl, a super poppy number from that Roosevelt remix. Hope you enjoy it too. Bada bing. And I hope you enjoy your week, your day. My apologies again for missing an episode on Friday, but don't worry, I got you. This Friday, we'll have a chat and I'll chat to you then. And remember, you can always chat too. Send in your Be Vocal About a Local nominations to thewhistlepulse@gmail.com, along with any feedback you might have for summer episodes, you name it. But yeah, nominate someone in the community who's been rad, selfless, you name it, and we'll hook them up with goggle socks, swag, and Coast Mountain Brews.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.